You want to engage with the Bible in 2021, but how do you do it? If you're a Christian, you will probably make a New Year's resolution to read your Bible more, or read the Bible in a year, or spend more time hearing from God, or something like that. Let me go ahead and say, those are great things to want, but let me make a suggestion. Don't simply wish to make things happen. Plan and work to make them happen. Resolutions fail because all we have is a wish for things to change and not a plan for things to be different. Plan the work, then work the plan. That's how we make things happen. Now, I can't do the work of intentionally reading God's word for you, but I can help you with a plan. For years, I have used Bible reading plans on things like YouVersion, a free app that I highly recommend that you download, or using my daily chronological Bible. But I wanted to do things differently in 2021. For the past several years, I've had the same complaint with my Bible reading plan. Now, it's a weird one, and I'm probably the only person on the planet who dislikes this. But here it is. No matter if you're reading through the Bible canonically or chronologically, you always hit Revelation between Christmas and New Year's. It's like you're opening gifts and you're enjoying the holiday cheer and family, and you're also reading about the Great Tribulation and the end of the world. It's kind of a weird mix of moods, if you ask me. So I decided to create my own Bible reading plans, and I'm going to share them with you. Now, I have three plans. The first is reading the Old Testament in a year. The second is reading the New Testament in a year. And the third is reading the whole Bible in 1 year, which is really the first two plans combined. All three plans are weekday-only plans, meaning that there is a section for reading Monday through Friday and nothing on the weekends. Now, I chose this for two reasons. First, it's really easy to get derailed if you travel on the weekends and have to make up 3 days worth of readings on Monday. And I don't want you to stop reading if you just miss a weekend. So the plans are just Monday through Friday. Second, having nothing on the weekends gives you time to catch up if you happen to miss 1 or 2 days during the week. Reading part or the whole Bible in a year is a really big commitment. So having some built-in grace is pretty helpful. If you want to read on the weekends, you can either get ahead or simply read something else of your choice. You'll also notice that there are no dates on the plans, just weeks. This is intentional so that you can start your plan any time. So let's talk about the Old Testament in 1 year plan. I love reading the Bible chronologically, except for the Revelation at Christmas part. So the Old Testament part is arranged chronologically by chapter. For you Bible scholars out there, yes, I could have broken down the Bible by verse chronologically, especially in the Kings and Chronicles section. But for simplicity's sake, I kept chapters together. What I love about reading the Old Testament chronologically, or as it happened, is that you get to live the story of Israel as it unfolded in history. For instance, that's why in week one, you go from Genesis 11 to Job 1. If you have questions about why the Old Testament isn't in chronological order, be sure to watch this video. If you've always wanted to see how we went from creation to just before the birth of Christ, this plan is for you. I've got it linked down below. Up next is the considerably shorter New Testament in 1 year at just one chapter a day. This reading plan is pretty unique. I break it into four parts, each anchored by one of the Gospels. First is Luke and Paul. They were traveling companions as Paul planted churches throughout the Roman Empire. We start with Luke's Gospel and then read its sequel, Acts, along with the letters that Paul wrote throughout his life, interspersed as he wrote them throughout the Acts timeline. Second is Mark and Peter. Peter was a mentor to Mark and provided Mark with the information that he needed to write his Gospel. In this section, we'll read the Gospel of Mark and 1st and 2nd Peter. Third is John's sections, covering all the books that he wrote, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and Revelation. Finally, we end with what I call the Hebrew section, where we'll look at Jesus from a uniquely Jewish perspective through the Gospel of Matthew, the book of James, the book of Hebrews, and Jude. Now, I'm pretty excited about reading through the New Testament in this way. If it intrigues you, be sure to check it out, linked below. Finally, if you want to read through the whole Bible in 1 year, something that you can totally do, I've combined the previous two plans into one mega plan. Each day, you will read a little of the Old Testament chronologically and a little of the New Testament broken up in the way that we just discussed. You guessed it, it's linked below. So what's your Bible reading goal for 2021? Is it one of the ones that I just talked about, or is it one that you've already discovered? Because that's totally cool too. What's the best Bible reading plan? It's the one that you actually do. So let me know below so that I can pray for you and keep you encouraged. You know, after years of read the whole Bible plans, I'm intentionally scaling back this year to slowly and deeply reading the New Testament. I'm also going to be reading a chapter of Proverbs each day because I need the wisdom. So I'll read Proverbs 1 on the first day of the month, Proverbs 2 on the second day of the month, and so on until I read the whole book in 1 month, and then I'll start it over every month in 2021. Hey, I hope this video gave you some fresh ideas and even challenged you to dig into God's Word in 2021. If you think that this content could be helpful to someone that you know, would you mind sharing it? It's super easy to do on your part, but could radically change someone's life. You never know what God can do with a simple share. Also, be sure to subscribe on YouTube if you want more content like this every single week. Hey, before we go, I want to invite you to check out LifeWords channel on YouTube. They have hundreds of great videos waiting for you to discover. So if you like being encouraged and challenged by God's Word, make sure that you are subscribed right here on YouTube to LifeWord. I'll go ahead and link it below. It is free and worth your sub. See you next time. Grace and peace.